dictation for Marilyn Sisco, S-I-S-C-O, April 21, 39. Address as a letter to Dr. Alexandria, A-L-E-X-A-N-D-R-I-A, Smits. The spelling is S-M-I-T-S-D-O, 2466495. Dear Dr. Smits, a consultation, Mrs. Sisco, abnormal kidney function, comes accompanied with family member, Tracy, T-R-A-C-E-Y, breast cancer diagnosed March. Paget's, P-A-G-E-T, carcinoma type, has received chemotherapy, follows oncology at Midland, uses a walker. It was an incidental finding through a mammogram. There was no skin tenderness, inflammatory changes or ulcers. Appetite is poor. She has lost 20 pounds. Two small meals a day. No taste. Prior oral source has resolved. She's supplementing with nutritional drinks. Denies dysphagia or dynophagia, has constipation, isolated hemorrhoidal bleeding, which is mild, recent urinary tract infection, denies gross blood, denies abdominal back pain, has been previously emergency room, as well as at the time of chemotherapy requiring intravenous saline because of dehydration multiple times. She's hard of hearing. For the UTI on antibiotics, doesn't recall the name. Incidental finding on an ultrasound, abnormal lesion on the bladder, follows urology, Dr. Witzke, W-I-T-S-K-E-Y. No procedure has been done yet. She has obesity, presently no edema, no open ulcers. She has neuropathy of the toes, which is new and mild. No chest pain palpitations, no syncope, although unsteady, no falls. Denies dyspnea, orthopnea, PND. Other extensive review system done being negative. Next paragraph, the past medical history, long-term hypertension. She denies prior kidney disease or stones. She's not aware of blood protein in the urine. Denies recurring urinary tract infection. No diabetes. She's been told about a heart murmur, but she's not aware of heart abnormalities. No event thrombosis, pulmonary embolism, TIS stroke. Denies gastrointestinal bleeding, anemia, blood transfusion, liver disease. Denies pneumonia. Next paragraph. Surgeries, bilateral inguinal hernia repair, hysterectomy, including tubes and ovaries for a benign condition, the recent breast biopsy, prior bladder prolapse twice, intervened, the last one at University of Michigan, gallbladder, bilateral length implant, and prior colonoscopies. Next paragraph, no smoking, alcohol, present or past. Next paragraph, no reported allergies. Next paragraph, medications include Prilosec, aspirin, Coric, vitamins, amoxicillin antibiotic. Denies the use of anti-inflammatory agents. Next paragraph, family history, the son, some kind of kidney tumor or mass, but no dialysis. Next paragraph, on physical exam, her weight is 175, hard of hearing, bilateral hearing aids, bilateral length implant. She has her own teeth, normal speech, no expressive facial dysarthria, no facial asymmetry, no palpable thyroid lymph nodes, no carotid bruise, JVD. lungs are distant clear, no arrhythmia, pericardial rap, medical port on the right sided, obesity of the abdomen, no ascites, masses, tenderness, or palpable liver spleen, strong dorsal pedis pulses, no edema, ulcers, no gross focal motor deficit. Next paragraph, creatinine has risen, baseline 2022 1.1, representing a GFR 48, last year, June, July, 1.2, GFR 41, 45, February this year, 1.24, GFR 43, April 1.3, 1.4, GFR 37 to 41. There has been low sodium, upper potassium, normal acid base, normal nutrition, calcium, liver function test not elevated. Anemia around 12.2. Next paragraph. There is a kidney ultrasound done in June, right sided 9.8, left sided 9.4, no obstruction or stone. Probably simple cyst bilateral, bladder thickening 6 millimeters, a CT scan chest, abdomen and pelvis from June, there are some nodules on the lungs, some of them new, also enlargement of mediastinal lymph nodes, no pleural effusion, the left-sided breast mass and adjacent nodules, liver reported normal, a nuclear medicine scan, bone, no metastasis, PET scan is pending, an echocardiogram from June, normal ejection fraction 60%, moderate mitral regurgitation, grade 2 diastolic dysfunction, a prior PET scan, the breast mass did not show increased uptake. The bladder lesion also do not show increased uptake. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. A change of kidney function, acute on chronic. Background likely represents hypertensive changes. There has been no activity on urine for blood protein or cells. There has been no evidence of obstruction or urinary retention. There is an incidental question lesion on the bladder being followed by urology, but again, is not causing obstruction. She has exposed to carboplatin. As well as immunotherapy with Pembro, P-E-M-B-R-O. And paclitaxel, P as in Paul, A-C-L-I-T-A-X-E-L. For curative plan, Dr. Martinez, M-A-R-T-I-N-E-Z, Oncology at Midland. There is probably a component of renal toxicity given the carboplatin. As I don't see activity in the urine, I doubt glomerulonephritis, vasculitis, or interstitial nephritis from immunotherapy. We are going to monitor chemistries over time. She does not have symptoms of uremia, encephalopathy, pericarditis, or valium overload. Priority, of course, is the attempts of cure for the breast malignancy. We will follow with you, end of dictation.